I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. And this Saturday afternoon, devoted Republicans from across the state will gather in Burlington. As we've said, the purpose of the meeting is to select Vermont's delegates to the Republican National Convention later this summer. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, party officials will also look to do some bridge building between the Republican voters who support Donald Trump and the GOP candidates who do not.
Before Donald Trump hit the scene, Carol Booten wasn't much for politics.
It bored me. I, embarrassingly enough to say, I have never actually voted.
In Trump, however, Booten says she's finally found reason to pay attention.
And I just strongly believe that he's going to make a difference.
And not only does this 59-year-old Burlington resident plan to vote this year, she's actually volunteering for the Trump campaign at the state convention this weekend. Support for Trump runs deep in Vermont, where nearly 20,000 voters gave the controversial candidate a victory in this state's presidential primary back in March. His popularity perseveres in spite of admonitions from some of the state's leading Republicans to shun the man who's now assured of his party's presidential nomination. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott in particular has led the charge against Trump, condemning his rhetoric as, quote, racist, sexist, and hateful. Booten says that those sentiments have turned her off to Phil Scott, a man that many believe is the Republicans' best hope to reclaim the governor's seat in 2016.
The negative things that come out from certain people, yes, it bothers me. Certainly doesn't make me favor that person.
Booten isn't alone.
Well, I'm very concerned.
That's Glenn Giles, a 66-year-old Rutland resident who also strongly supports Trump.
I feel we're headed in the wrong direction, and if Trump is going to be the standard bearer, I think those of us that feel that we are going the wrong way need to get behind him.
Scott says he appreciates that his stance on Trump is going to put off many of the people whose votes he'll need to win in November. He says there's still no way he'll vote for Trump in the general election, no matter the Democratic nominee, but Scott says his days of criticizing Trump are over.
I'm finished speaking in a negative way about him. There may be those who are disappointed in my position, but I think they'll come around to support me because they know the type of person I am.
Booten, for one, isn't so sure, and given Scott's unwillingness to embrace the man his party has rallied around,
I probably would not vote for him.
Giles says his disagreement with Phil Scott over the merits of Donald Trump is less problematic.
So if Scott is a standard bearer for the Republican Party, he will get my vote without question.
David Sunderland, chairman of the Vermont GOP, says Republicans are a Big Ten party that won't let internecine strife over Trump derail its broader goals.
There is a place in our party for people of different viewpoints. There always has been. I trust that there always will be.
Scott isn't alone among top Republicans in his denunciation of Trump. The Republican caucus leader of the state Senate intimated in a recent column that he'd sooner vote for a dog than the New York real estate mogul. Sunderland says he thinks the friendly Republican fire will abate as the campaign wears on.
And I think our party will rally around our eventual nominee.
And he says the rising Republican tide will lift all candidates in 2016, no matter their stance on Trump. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.